ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام أحبب حبيبك هونا ما عسى أن يكون بغيضك يوما ما وأبغض بغيضك هونا ما عسى أن يكون حبيبك يوما ما.
Imam Ali stated, "Have love for your friend up to a limit, for it is possible that he may turn into your enemy someday. And hate your enemy up to a limit, for it is possible that he may turn into your friend someday." Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear friends, one of the beautiful things which we learn, and really the profound things which we learn from the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, is the fact that he loved plain food. He loved to be simple. Now, of course, we find in the historical texts and we find in the books of tradition and both in the Sunni school of thought as well as the Shia school of thought that Imam Ali alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, lived a very simple life. And even despite being in a position where he was the leader of the whole Muslim ummah, over this vast government and this vast authority which he had upon the Muslims and the Muslim lands, we find that he lived a very simple life. And one of the things which is a part of this simple life is the fact that he loved plain food. He used to be satisfied with food that was very simple. I'm sure most of you have heard the very famous stories of the dry bread which Imam Ali used to eat, or in the holy month of Ramadan, where he would only have one or two dishes at the most. For example, either bread with salt or bread with milk. But it is interesting when his daughter Kulthum at one time invited him for the iftar, for the breaking of the fast in the evening in the holy month of Ramadan, and she put perhaps three things or four things. But what things? Not, you know, lamb chops and mutton and you know, things like that. No, she probably put milk and bread and yogurt and salt in front of the commander of the believers, the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam. And in response, Imam Ali says to his daughter, "When have I eaten more than one or two things at a time?" He used to love simple food. He used to be happy and satisfied with simple food. Dear friends, if it is difficult for us to be able to live that kind of a life, in the least, we shouldn't live an extravagant life. We shouldn't live a life in which we are eating so much that we feel like our stomach is about to explode. Eat simple, live simple, be happy, be satisfied, be content. Beautiful lessons brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم إني أسألك الأمان يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم.
O Allah, I ask you for the protection of the day when property will not avail, nor sons except he who comes with a heart free from evil.
وأسألك الأمان يوم يعض الظالم على يدي يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا.
And I ask you for protection on the day when the unjust one will bite his hands, saying, "Oh, would that I had taken away with the messenger." And I ask you for protection on the day when the guilty shall be recognized by their marks, so they shall be seized by the forelocks and the feet.
جاز عن والده شيئا.
And I ask you for protection on the day when a father shall not give any satisfaction for his son, nor shall the child give any satisfaction for his father. Surely the promise of Allah is true.
We invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
There are many, many narrations in the Sunni Tafasir and books of Hadith, including Bukhari and Muslim. And one of the famous narrations which have been repeated many times in these books is from Abdullah ibn Abbas, where he says this happened on a Friday at the time of the khutbah. وَبَقِيَ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ إِسْمَ عَشَرَ رَجُلًا وَالسَّبْعَ نِسْوَةً. According to Abdullah ibn Abbas, only 12 men and 7 women remained. There must have been a big number of the Sahaba there to listen to Rasulullah. Don't tell me, you know, it was not Baitul Qaim, New Jersey, and Mawlana Rizvi speaking, no. It is Masjid al-Nabi, it is Rasulullah, and it's Namaz al-Jum'ah, which is wajib when Rasul is there. So it must have been a big number there. But according to Abdullah ibn Abbas, only 12 men and 7 women remaining there. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ لَوْ خَرَجُ كُلُّهُمْ لَفْتَرَّمَ الْمَسْجِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ نَارًا. If all of them would have left, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have sent fire down. And so this is the severity of, you know, condemnation, I would say, or admonishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for abandoning the khutbah of Rasulullah in Namaz-e-Jumaz. Another ayat of the same kind. You know, before using these, you know, harsh khutbah of Amir al-Mu'mineen to criticize Shias, that he is condemning Shias, you know, look at the Quran. This is from Surah Ali Imran, ayat number 53, about Uhud, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember, istus'iduna wa la talawna ala ahadin wal rasulu yad'ukum fi ukhraakum. Remember what happened in the battle of Uhud? You started running away. You didn't even look back to see anyone. While the Rasul at the back was calling you, come back, come back. This is admonition from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet you are saying, because they were sahaba, even though this happened and Allah was disappointed, still they are all of them udul and adil and just. And so for us, it's not a big deal. If our imam, as a sincere leader and a loving father of the community, sometimes admonishes his followers so that they can become better Shia and better Muslim.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.